Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Check it out.
Big EP, AZP, NYC. Toto Maku, Militaire Commandant. Magapon, 12-4. Sujan Bin Kote, Mwanto. Super EP, in the back on the mic. This is how I do. This is what they like. They want that war shit, that shit, that kind of bounce. It is the dawn and I'm here to announce. Suck up on the rhythm like a motherfucker tire on the wheel. With that mass appeal, for real, got the war scars. Skank done from Stereo Mars. Suck up on the rhythm like that. Mr. E-Prop shot you in your head bar. Yo, brand new, smoke the weed. Can't chat to me, actually. They wanna get us. Now it's time to bust. For real, we are clearing. What's going on with the indicted over that money laundering? When they do the same, niggas kinda lame. For real, I got to complain. This is how I go, we on the Zion train. Shit is hypocrite. All that shit that they get from Afghanistan. What the fuck do you think they do with that shit? The same thing, but they wanna get henchmen and ZP. Free Macazo. Like a clack, clothes. This is an E-Pro with the motherfucker brand new flow. Wanna call that shit, motherfucker, what you want? Nigga, I will haunt. Just getting warmed up, the brand new number 23, can't I just see me? That's how I'm doing. This is E-Props in another level, I am pursuing. Nigga kinda chillin', Bloomberg broke the black niggas off with 130 million. Let's see what he do with that. All of that shit is just big chat. I wanna work, nigga wanna job. But on the real, what they want me to do is go out and steal and rob. But I'm here to announce I'm not gonna go in your motherfucking warehouse where they put the black males. You will fail. You will try to plot against me and that will not work. It will be to no avail. Gentrification, never met a nigga call a gentrification. Nigga, I can't be big, run a motherfucking corporate suite, in a fucking suite. It's the E-Prop for my motherfucking compound beat. Won't cheat you, this me, I will beat you. All that big talk and that little boy I want to chat Haitian king of New York. Nigga, just quick, super E-Prop from the motherfucking Haitian mafia shit. That real shit, can't see me. Lyrically, can't chat to me. I said that 3 times, but all I gotta do is go home, then come back with 3 lines that will combine politics, culture, economics, the bionic. For the gal, I'm the rude tonic. Make sure we have a cock stand when I'm rocking, when she clocking. She wanna come through, be on the whole show, but I told her that I am the nigga in control. For real, I am that much doper. She need to stop listening to fucking Oprah. And Tyra, be with the black man you admire. Straight from Kemet, can't see me. Brand new incarnation of Pharaoh Ramses. This shit going, superstar flowing, act like you know it. Boom. Stop.
Yeah. Live and direct. Brand new. Especially for the hating ass niggas out there. E-Props, a.k.a. Doc Black. Yo, Ronnie, what's good, nigga? Ronnie. Papa said. No, yeah, you see, that's just how I do. I'm just walking around. You know what I mean? So this is Doc Black, you know, doing this episode on this particular day. You know, occasionally have to do it for the black ancestors. Black Haitian ancestors, who definitely, without them, I'd be dead already, because if I had to leave it to the people of the living, I would have been gone. So, you know, they gave me a couple of signs that they want to hear me shout. Hear me shout them out, you know. And especially in the perspective of the politics. And definitely as an American-born Haitian. So, especially on a day like today, almost 20 years to the day where I was left for dead. You know, almost dead. So these type of things always are indicative of what I would say my purpose is. And then even shout out to you, bitch. Yeah. So it's not that I speak on their behalf, but they want to hear perspective, especially at this point right now where black is at the forefront of the consciousness of many people, particularly of the United States of America, the corporation and landmass, because of police brutality, beginning with the election of Obama. Now with the police brutality, and then now with the Beyonce Super Bowl show, where it was supposedly a homage to the Black Panthers. So, on February 7th, same day that Sweet Mickey, Michel Martelly, stepped down from the presidency, I want to talk about that in a sense. And why can't I talk about that? That's the first thing. Who are you to talk? Well, we all can talk. I'm sure a lot of people have personal experiences and different type of analysis, but my analysis is beyond CNN or watching or a pundit. I'm not a pundit. I'm an academic as such. I know they don't like me to say that, they being other people, and let's wonder why. I think that's part of it too. Why, you know, in African studies, so I live it, and I live it, of course. So I am qualified uniquely to speak on what's going on as it relates to those people, and also because I'm a proponent of self-analysis as it relates to those people around me and events, so I could do that. You know? Even though I'm very, very perturbed with the fact that I'm never included in the mass media discourse, and why is that too? I have a theory on that. Obviously, a lot of it is because I give it up on Facebook, you know, for free. I've been doing it for free. All my analysis, the blog talk show, all of that, free. And people might tell me too, well, you know why we don't hit you up for a verse or a panel or put you on TV or what have you, is because of your attitude. Well, Jay-Z be telling y'all niggas you ain't shit because he has money for years, and that ain't bother your attitude then. So what's up with my attitude now? You know? What is that? What's up with my attitude? But it's not the attitude. It's the messenger. It's not the message. It's the messenger. Particularly as it relates to me and what I feel like people project on me, which is a Haitian, even though I was born here, but the fact that I'm a person of Haitian descent with a black consciousness. And why do I have that theory? As to why, the particular reason why I'm not included in discourse as it relates to black anything, even though I'm very qualified, is because if you look, you'll see that systematically that voice has been attempted to be removed from the Haitian consciousness in the form of, definitely, who was the last person to embody that? Black consciousness. You're going to say this, Ali? No, I'm talking about François Duvalier, Papa Doc, and that's facts. No Noiris. And if you see, every time I see, you see, I'm a scholar, so I did my research, and I'm wondering, right, what definitely triggered that is the fact that I did see 8 Mile. I mean, this is well documented. Why is it that the person at Eminem and his film, which was designed to give him uniquely pedigree of hip-hop, why was the antagonist named Papa Doc? I have to ask myself that. So I did my research. And a lot of times I did my research, too, because as a black studies person, aside from Haiti being mentioned black, as the first independent black republic, every other aspect of blackness is suppressed. The voodoo, this, and that. So I'm wondering why. And then I check out Papa Doc. I'm like, oh, now I know why. He embodied that. So it's a conscious thing. And I feel like me personally, I'm living the same thing today. Now, why do I say that? Because, I mean, it's rumored that I'm affiliated with that regime. I don't know for sure. That's what they say. I don't know. Personally, I heard. But me, I'm a nationalist. If you're Haitian, you're Haitian to me. But then I see how others treat me. And I'm wondering why. And I have to come to that conclusion. I mean, the counterbalance to that would be La La La. And I'm definitely not. I wasn't a part of them, to tell the truth. I mean, I remember when I was younger, I had a battle with a female hip-hop artist. And I remember I was hanging out in front of my grandmother's crib. You know, she was running her mouth like she likes to do. And then, like, my whole family came outside, and then she threatened to jump me. And then I was like, well, I don't live here. I live over there. And by that time, my whole family was outside. And then she was like, and she realized they were Haitian and started making fun of me. And it was like saying, Aristide. And I swear to God, at that point, I didn't even know who that was. I didn't know who he was. So I'm not part and parcel of that. But me, like I say, I'm a nationalist. Haitian is Haitian to me. But then I've seen since then that because I've developed this black consciousness vis-a-vis Haiti, this Pan-African consciousness, that I'm being sort of ostracized. But you can't ostracize. How can you ostracize someone who's there? That's what God has shown you. Now you try to remove me, but where you put me, not he, the universe put me, you cannot see me. You cannot see me. You understand? Now, what's the reason for all this talk? The reason for all this talk right now is because I see that we're about to witness, with Hillary running, who's definitely this La 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 movement, they love her. See, it really is the contradiction. At the same time, people like to say there's no democracy in Haiti, that the American imperialists are doing this and that, but these same people come to America and live and do good and do all that. And that's cool. But then when you come over here and then you try to diss me, who was born here, I take offense to that. And even that's cool. But then now, we're noticing now, they're about to try to add black to their consciousness. Like, oh, yeah, the black Haitians. No. La La La, or whatever that is. That's a movement about democracy and Christianity in church. You have no type of black consciousness in your body, overtly. Of course, we all know that you practice voodoo hidden under the Christian banner. You understand what I'm telling you? We know that. That's facts. And I know that. And that's why you hate me. But you know what, though? That's how it is. And that's how life has sent you. And we're still here. And it's just very interesting to me. And I'm letting them know from now, it's going to be a sound clash. And I'm telling everybody, if you don't like it, you'll wonder, why is it people go from singing one type of song, they go from singing Ooh La La to I Don't Care.
Okay.
American born here, being discriminated against to the point of people actually would say something like, you know, they don't know me. Some crazy shit like that. When I was born here, on this landmass, the United States of America. Shed blood over here. Now, how far back do you want to go? You know? I mean, I was in Haiti when they got rid of Baby Doc. I was here. But where was I specifically 30 years ago? I was across the street from Farragut Projects in elementary school. The cats hated on me every day, but still had to make me do the movie for the district. And like I said, 20 years ago, but they tried to end my life. Or maybe how about 10 years ago, where I single-handedly created an identity that cats are, you know, making documentaries about now. So this is some type of hate, like I'm trying to ask, like, what's going on? Is this someone, what's someone lie? And like, get out of here. So I had to do this Doc Black, which is a triple entendre, three meanings. I'm sure one is obvious, but the second one is that I'm giving myself a motherfucking PhD in this black shit. You understand what I'm telling you? Shit. Certified. You crazy. And then now everybody want to talk about black. So someone to someone, all of a sudden I'm going to start hearing you guys cheering for Beyonce. See? It was hilarious to me. You know. But that's the way. Like I said. Relate to homeboy in a sense. Not in a way I don't wear thongs and all that thing there, but you know, even when you're doing something in the community, that's how come this I made this because I don't like the fact that many people, especially in the Haitian community, like to take advantage of the fact that when people start to use different catchphrases or you know, say, yo, Lunia fell out force, and, you know, this Aline, and the first independent black republic. Niggas is full of shit. Niggas be lying. They just trying to use you to get their own little piece of the pie. And they're doing the same thing as far as the election, too. Like, oh, democracy, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm showing you that it's the same exact thing. Now I want to ask a question. Now let's keep this shit real. Is there any Haitian who's more popular, not popular, who's more known than me in New York City? Let's just start with New York. Zero. None of you. I got the pedigree and I'm out in the street all the time. But so, So every time I hear this, oh, yo, you know, they don't want the election because blah, 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 this, this, and that. They don't want Irish people, but goddamn it, I am Irish people in fucking in New York, nigga. And none of you want to try to include me in anything. Matter of fact, you breaking in it to stop me. And that's cool, you know, that's hard, because that's cold, hard politics. Don't try to, it's like the Democratic Party, you do the same, I mean, it's obvious, I mean, because you're using the same, the playbook. You say one thing, but it's another. Oh, yo, we're for whatever, blah, 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 but not really. You do the opposite. Now, again, it's not a complaint, it's just a practicality. I'm just putting it out there, not fall for the banana in the tailpipe. These niggas are talking shit. It's not about democracy. It's about cold, hard politics. And we're going to play, too, because I'm not going to let. Now we're going to fight here, the landmass that they call New York City. You're not rolling over. Forget about that. Save that. Save whatever it is. You'll talk. Don't even come to me because you bite. I mean, whatever. You could be over there. I don't even know. That's how I didn't even know who you existed. But then when you want to bite my style, you know, you want to make documentaries and songs and stand in front of pyramids and, yo, I got to call you out there because, you know, you're being malicious. Not only are you being malicious, you biting my style. You know, but that's how it is. I realize that. You know, no matter what, you can be doing the best thing for the people, but somebody's always going to complain. That's you, me.
Vous en faites aimer. Vous l'avez donné pour toi. C'est pas vous que je suis sûr.
Marchez pas, 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 marchez pas
Even when you're trying to do something good, they always complaining. They don't want to complain and shit. You know, but as it relates to this black thing, the contradictions of it, don't even trip. The Haitian niggas, don't even trip. Don't even try to trip. Don't even try to trip. I'm going to get on your ass. Because you know how long. I didn't take a break. I didn't take a break from the early 90s when it was hot to wear X medallion to now to be on my black shit. I stayed on it. That's how certified on some PhD shit. But then now y'all niggas want to jump back on the bandwagon and shit. I just seen Beyonce at the Super Bowl. Everybody's black now. It's bullshit. Especially the Haitian niggas. Lying. You front. I mean, I have to give myself as an example. That's how I got to do it. I got to give myself as an example. You understand? Because I've consistently done that, and they barely want to acknowledge me. Or, as a matter of fact, it shows you. Like, there's a racist Haitian that I know, political community, wants to tell me that he doesn't even know who I am. And then the next one, who's city council, he's been city council for how long, barely wants to acknowledge that I exist. But you can't do that, because when you see me, you get upset. And it's a political thing. It's a political thing. It's not, has nothing to do with, you know, like, helping the people. They look at me as someone who's going to threaten the way they like it like that. Because you know why? Because in the Haitian community, they take advantage of your subconscious acquiescence to those who are of a higher class. And most likely, they believe that you're of a higher class if you have a lighter shade in your skin tone. Period. Period. That's it. Now, that even extends to those who want to willingly, you know, embrace. Like, the only people who can embrace. It's so funny. Like, the only people who can embrace voodoo and all that type of thing. It seems to be just light-skinned people. I don't even want to use the term light-skinned. That's an American way of looking at things, you know. See, they take advantage of that with me, too. It's like, since I was born in America, everybody's black. Motherfucker looking like Adam Clayton Powell, he black. But not in Haiti. Hell no. You look like Adam Clayton Powell, you automatically look at differently. I mean, here it's not as pronounced as over there. But since I feel like that over here, you know, I see a motherfucker, you know, I don't look at him anyway, blah, blah, blah. But they look at you away, and that's what I'm seeing. They look at you away. I didn't even extend to my peer group. I'll shout out. Let me talk to you. I want to say, like, there are people, like, for example, here's the thing. Like, there's somebody online who likes to write a blog. You know, they hit you a lot with that Divine Elise. You know, Papa Doc who messed up shit. You understand what I'm telling you? Now, number one, you can't fool me. Because if you poll 95% of mulattoes hate blah, blah, blah. That's one. They don't try to fool that on. Like Richard Morse. Richard Morse, yeah. He could sympathize, but he's part of the higher class, so to speak. The people who economically control shit, he's part of that. That's why he could, no matter what happens, he's there chilling. So you can't fool me with that. Like, you sympathize. You don't like Papa Doc. You don't like that, Duvalier. But Baby Doc, you fine with that. I bet you love Baby Doc. Right? Now they embrace the voodoo, what have you, blah, blah, blah. That's a way to sympathize. Or get people who don't know to sympathize. But meanwhile, I'm sure they still live within that mental class. That's really a kind of intelligent. Like, I can get people by appealing to the voodoo and what have you, but then I still could use that psychological deference to people. I see that in my own, around my people. Like, they love to kick, they be kicking that black shit all day. You understand what I'm saying? But they still don't want to bring me in. Because in their mind, they still have that. It's like, you know, outside of closed doors, it's like, yeah, we black because they're here in America. They're like, yeah, I'm going to fuck with him because he black. You know, in America, well, I'm going to fuck with this nigga. It's just like the black Duvalier. You know, yeah, they don't fuck with me because when they want their guns getting popped, they'll call me when they want the coup d'etat. But then they won't let me even fucking sleep in the goddamn, you know, be around their daughter. And that's facts, and I'm tired of it. And if that's what it is, let it be like that. But I'm not going to let you fool the people. You know? And that includes my peer group, too. You niggas know I've been doing this shit for how long? You know what I mean? But you loving Umar Johnson and all that shit. But I've been doing that for way long. You know why? Because you don't want anybody who's black to be on it like that. Look at your own family. On family races. Now, look at me, it's like I'm the return because it was a black man who brought me here to America, a black Haitian man, and helped you out. And then now you want to, you see me rising, it's like, oh, nah. You got to done this, dude. But I ain't having it. Here's the return. And I'm not even that dark anyway. But I just have the consciousness. You don't like it in a Haitian context. You don't want it. But if you don't want it, that's cool. But then don't try to pull a wool over people's eyes, especially the young Haitians who probably grew up in this era, you know, seeing everything that's going on, and then you're gonna try to take advantage of that within the Haitian community. Nah, I'm gonna let them know. Look, bro, they've been suppressing that because I've been around, and they don't include me, and that includes my peers. People who know me. Why? Because of the attitude. Why? You know why? Because I'm a black Asian. That's why. Take it from Jay-Z. Take it from Nas. You know, you ain't shit. But then me, it's like, nah, he black. He's supposed to be mowing my lawn or something. But here we are going. Nothing I got, so. This is New York. United States of America, landmass and corporation. I'm dominant here. When you see me, salute.
Yeah. Talk.
Nobody power up, Bill. Cocos
So hope I got like this, like that. The original, the imperial, brand new material. Hip hop with the compa. Is it D-Lek or a kind of slumpa? Jazz de Gen or a sip, Topicana to where they're.